Welcome to Love Amped, an exploration of healing others through healing ourselves. Check out loveamped.com for additional resources and support.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Love Amped. I'm your host, Seth Pearson, and this week we are talking with the Andrea Jeffrey, an absolute leader, a healer, and a goofball. Yeah, that's right. You're gonna love her. Enjoy. Holy crap. We're out here. Andrea, where are we right now?
Seth, my brother, we are in the beautiful Pacific Northwest, somewhere near Darrington at the Summer Meltdown Festival gathering. Specifically, we are in the forest stage area. Between the trees.
Right.
And various art installations.
And inside of a hammock.
On planet Earth. Whoa. In the solar system.
Yeah.
In the Milky Way.
Right. And then what's out there? What's
bigger than the Milky Way?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot. I don't know. What's, like, the system the Milky Way is in?
Yeah.
Are we in the Andromeda?
Oh, okay. That sounds
I
right.
I don't know. That might be a different galaxy.
That might be a different galaxy. But either way, I'm pretty pumped to be in this galaxy right now.
Yeah, this is definitely the place to be.
Having this experience. Andrea, what did we just experience the last hour?
Well, I got to watch Seth as he attended the Adventures in Authenticity workshop.
That you were leading.
Yes.
And why are you doing that?
Well, I want to help humanity, human better, and human more. My authenticity work is really about deprogramming automatic socialization and automatic responses in favor of interactions that are more satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh. When were you not getting that in life?
I mean, I think a good example is when you see someone that you haven't seen in a really long time, and the first thing you ask them is, "Hey, how are you?" Or how have you been? People will say, like, "Hey, how have you been?" And the reason that you say that to that person is because you want to feel connected to them, right? You want to reestablish connection. You actually want to be in the present moment with them. But what that question does, "Hey, how have you been?" It throws people into their recent past. It doesn't bring them into the present moment with you. And maybe too much has gone by, you know? They can't just, like, relay everything that has changed. It's actually much easier to feel connected to someone when you're like, "Hey, what color are your socks?" Or, like, you know, someone says, like, "How are you?" And you're like, "Oh, I just had a grilled cheese sandwich." You know, you actually know more about a person by the quality of your interaction rather than the content of what they tell you.
Ooh, nice. Wow. Wow. And so, what inspired the types of interactions that we did? Like, one of them was what'd you call it, the stick in the mud?
Yeah.
The trust fall back and forth, like pushing someone. Someone's in the middle, and there's two people on both sides of them, and then you lean, the person in the middle leans forward, and then the person in the front catches them, pushes them backwards. Why does that connect us?
That game is just a silly game. Did you like that one?
Oh, I loved it.
Why did you love it?
Because there's so much trust involved. And I love trusting other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like your life. Like, the worst thing that you could do is fall. And which, that would suck, but it wouldn't be life ruining. Miko!
We're recording.
Oh.
We're podcasting.
Okay, cool.
Can you not swing us?
Okay.
I don't want to be swung. Can you still the hand?
Here we go.
Okay.
There we go.
So, stick in the mud. I like to play a variety of games that get people out of the normal realm of interaction, and we don't touch each other very much. That's like, you know, that's not something that is normally done because people don't know how to navigate boundaries well. They don't know how to navigate the preferences of other people, and often you just need to ask, but that might seem presumptuous, you know, so playing games that get people to touch each other in a platonic way builds trust in just being touched, that you can be touched in a platonic way, and that it can be enjoyable, and that it doesn't mean anything. So, like, trust, yes, but that's actually not the reason that I love playing that game. I love playing that game because it normalizes platonic touch. And it makes it silly, and it makes it enjoyable. You know, that's the kind of thing that you could play while you're waiting in line with some friends for a movie.
Yeah.
And you're bored. We have so many moments where we think we're bored when it's just because the silence isn't being filled. And we don't, you know, there are ways of being human that are very normal to us, that are very normal to monkeys, for example, that we just forget we even have access to, or we're never taught.
Yeah. Wow. Awesome. Andrea, when did you realize you had to love yourself?
Oh, diving deep, Seth. When did I realize I had to love myself? That's huge. Well, I think that I've had that realization over and over again. I think that sometimes people have this idea that you reach self-love and then you have it. Or like you realize self-love and then you're one of those empowered, confident people that has it. And that's not how self-love works. It's a relationship, just like with another human being. And it takes maintenance, and it takes devotion, and it takes regular work. I think that you gotta date yourself as much or more as you date anyone else. And that has benefited me massively in the last few years, and especially in the relationship that I'm in now. I know that if I want my relationship with my partner, my lover, to be healthy and be amazing and be really good, I need to be loving myself and taking care of myself so that he doesn't have to do all of that work, so that the time that we spend together is spent enjoying it rather than just trying to do work all the time. Right?
Yeah. Wow. What's some ways that you date yourself?
Oh, I love this question. Ways to date yourself. One of my favorite ways to date myself is to take a bath. Take a bath once a week, for the love of God, people. If your brain chemistry is not working for you, boil your body. It will move your hormones around.
Nice.
Boil your shit when in doubt. And I am really used to it now, so like whipping out the candles is fast. You know, whipping out the salts and the essential oils is fast. I often have my most revelatory moments in the bathtub. Often I've had a few like bathtub cries that are like, it's like I couldn't even cry until I got into like a big tub of water, and then like the water magic is just there, and
Wow.
So if nothing else, there's always the bathtub.
There's always the bathtub.
Yep. Try to keep a journal. Try to make plans to go places by myself occasionally. I like to go to a movie by myself. Yeah.
Wow. Great. And when in the past were you not loving yourself, and what was what happened?
When is it hardest for me to love myself?
Kind of like before. You said the last few years you've been making great strides.
Well, you know, each person's journey to self-acceptance looks really different. I think a lot of times you think you have it because it's not a black and white thing. Again, it's gradient, you know. I can tell you that the last 3 years of my self-growth has involved a lot of purifying my relationship with the divine masculine and with men. And I've spent the last, like 3 or 4 years forgiving my father.
Mm.
And our relationship has changed just because of the work I have done, and it hasn't required any work from him.
Mm-hmm.
No apologizing from him, you know, just forgiveness on my end. That foundational work was enabling me to purify my relationship with all men. Mm-hmm. And part of the way I did that was I started bringing in the Celestial Father. I started to bring in the Divine Masculine directly. Instead of needing the men in my life to provide me that energy, I started flowing that energy. And that started to change the caliber of men that showed up in my life.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I for a period of time had an imaginary boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And he was God, basically. We think of God the Father, you know, or like Mother Earth, but we rarely consider Spirit as the Beloved. And I really intentionally began practicing thinking of the Beloved as being with me, this Spirit that was my lover, that I could feel passion from and care from and commitment and devotion from. And as I began to allow myself to just receive that and work with that, like, the first thing that happened was I started having, like, really awesome, attractive men come into my life and not want to date me. They wanted to be my friends, which I know you can't see me, but I'm like, I'm fucking gorgeous. I'm an attractive woman.
Oh, yeah.
These, like, hot men were coming into my world, and they didn't want to date me. They just wanted to be my brother. That was huge. That was a revelation.
Yeah.
That a man could just love me and not see me one way. And I think that I helped manifest that by being in integrity with the Divine Masculine.
Mm-hmm.
I called in a totally different manifestation and expression of that. And I went further with that Divine Masculine work. And I ended up, all kinds of things. I didn't allow myself to want the things that I wanted. I pretended I didn't want them.
Mm-hmm.
Or I just hid it from myself that I wanted, for example, like a more committed long-term relationship. Because as a kid, that was something that my father, whom I love very much, couldn't provide. He was just, he was in his shit, you know? He couldn't help himself. And I felt pity for my father, I felt pain and anger, but I didn't want to feel those things because the poor guy couldn't do much. And so I decided to just not need his love, so that I wouldn't be hard on my daddy.
Mm-hmm.
But that translated into me not, you know, being the cool girl. The cool girl who doesn't need a lot, she's low maintenance, it's cool, it's whatever. Meanwhile, it's like I'm just hiding the fact that, like, yeah, I want divine union.
Mm-hmm.
I want that. So I began to, like, really look at the places where I wasn't looking. And so that's a good example of, like, I thought I loved myself, I was confident. You know, I was like, whatever, I'm awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But really, I was ignoring parts of myself. And in looking in those places and shining light into the little dark crevices that I was ignoring, I began to bring more light to my desires and my energy as a queen, as a woman that has the divine feminine running through her and is ready to take care of a man and offer that to him. And then suddenly I was in it. It was like I was walking around, feeling like a queen, and in my mind, I was like, I'm somebody's wife. And it was like, I don't know who, but somebody's.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That also signaled a change and were reacting to me.
Yeah.
And then he came into my life. He appeared, and I'm like in an awesome relationship now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he's so cute.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. What were you doing? How did it happen?
It happened when I least expected it and when I wasn't looking for it.
Oh.
Yep.
I love that.
Yep. And right when I thought I had given up, you know, I was like, maybe I'm not destined. You know, maybe my spiritual contracts lie elsewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe I will be an old maid, but I will be living my mission in life. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh my God, hey. And I was like, oh my God, it's you. And he was like, right? It's me. It's you.
It's me, it's you.
So, anyway, thank you for interviewing me. It's been fun.
Yeah, this has been awesome. Edry, you're doing the great fucking work. I appreciate it. I appreciate your mission. You're living it. You're doing the great. And you're having a fucking great time doing it. Like, you are just, I appreciate your silliness. Like, at any moment on the stage. It was really great. So, Edry, keep doing it.
Thanks, Seth. Bye-bye.
Love and Andrea, you're doing so much good for this world, and I honor your efforts.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Check out loveamp.com for more information on self-love and to schedule a one-on-one self-love coaching session with yours truly. And until next time, love yourselves out there.
This was Love Amped, a podcast by Seth Pearson. Check out loveamped.com for more info on today's topic.